That concludes item nine, which brings us to item 10, miscellaneous. Do we have any staff reports this morning, Christina?
No, we do not.
All right. I don't see any outside professionals who are eager to approach to give a report, so there are no outside professionals. Any trustee comments under item C?
Yeah, Mike, you want to go first?
Go ahead.
They went to NAPO conference, me and Mike. It was a pretty good conference. It covered a lot of stuff where it could have been more for active people. A couple of things they talked about is the economic outlook, and they talked about interest rates at the latter part of the year lowering, which looks like it's going to come true from what he was predicting. It was interesting, Jersey and New Jersey Fire and Police separated from their state retirement system, and they're going to be the biggest fire and police fund in the United States. They're going to be $33 billion.
Wow.
It was like, wow, that's what we said. They took some fiduciary stuff, and one of the big things was go back to your plan first when you're looking at fiduciary responsibilities to tell you what to do, and then move from there. And pensions are converting back to defined benefit plans from the ones that went to either defined benefit, the defined contributions, or straight defined contribution plans. Everybody's going back defined benefits just to keep recruitment. Everybody's having problems with recruitment. So it was interesting. Detroit does a mentoring program when they hire employees to keep them aboard. So it was a pretty good conference overall. I mean, it was
good. Right.
Yeah, just a tail on that. One of the really interesting ones that I thought was the attorney did a segment on disability and employee claims, fraud claims, and how to recognize them. Gave examples of those retired but found doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing. And they said that in doing their investigations, they used social media, and they actually found one gal that was on the Price is Right. She apparently had a serious back injury and was not supposed to lift or bend or do anything, and they caught her on throwing that big wheel. So, you know, they had some really good examples there. There was a consultant on retirement security that led a panel on retirement and retention of employees. There was a national executive director from NERS that discussed jurisdictions that have chosen, like Louis said, to change from DB to DC, and the problem that's caused, used Alaska as a case example. Then he had a couple others. One was the advantages of GAP, which is a similar program to Medicare supplemental policies. And it was more of a sales pitch, basically, to me than most anything else. Again, there was another one from Gallagher Insurance that was talking about the health retirement reimbursement arrangement, which is HAR, H-A-R. And again, it seemed to be geared more towards the active employees. Unfortunately, Donnie couldn't go, but it probably would have benefited him or maybe Sandsman. Or even David more than us, those of us that are retired. It was for people that would try to influence the people that are under them to get involved in some of these programs. So it was a little bit late for us. And then they had one managing your taxes on retirement income, and really they were just pushing Roth programs and annuities, which didn't help much at all. And then we had another one on governance, ethics, governance, and fiduciary duty, which is almost exactly the same as what Ashley gave to us, except it was more on a federal level than a California level. But it was very good. He gave some really good, interesting scenarios there, too. Again, worthwhile trip, worthwhile. I'd highly recommend it to those that are still working there, representing actives. But, you know, Louie and I probably won't go back again to it. It's, Yeah. And I certainly won't go back to Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
What a zoo. And I wouldn't even, to be there during the Super Bowl after what we saw 2 weeks before, I can't even imagine what it was like.
Yeah, it's not my favorite town, that's for sure. It's very business inconvenient. If you're there to actually try to get something done, it's a very difficult place to go from point A to point B. Difficult to get in and out of, so agreed. I don't know if there are any other comments. We do have an audit committee meeting. I want to make that announcement that immediately follows our board meeting today. If I didn't say it, John would. So I wanted to get that out there. Any other trustee comments? Any item? Hearing none, we stand adjourned. Not a record, but hey, you know, we did okay.